We are in Simin Shin Ayin Vav. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis through Dalid. We'll be completing the Simin. Siv Beis Be'er Shebe'emtza Hashvil Ben Shnei Kosli Chatzeres. You have two Chatzeres surrounded by walls and the path in between them, and there's a well there. Af al pi shi mufleges mikosel zed Dalid Tfachim u'mikosel zed Dalid Tfachim. The Mechaber here holds the closer they'd be, the better. Even though they're four tefachim away on either side, shnehim memalim mimeno, they are both memale, ve'in sarach zizim al gabon. And you don't have to go and put, there's a day in the Gemara you needed to put something up on top of them, you don't have to. She'ein odom osro al chaveiro derech avir. Since there's the way they will have to take water is only by throwing their buckets over, by doing it from the top, the halacha is that even though when you walk into, when you are a shutif in a chatzar, you aser on someone else. So here we have two chatzeris to now meet in the third place, which is now joined to the two of them, they would really aser. The teretz is, if the only way they can use it is through the avir, because we have walls on either side of it, going through the walls is not a way that you can aser on somebody else. Says the Ramah Hagav, v'dafkik shena chatzeres psuchas lishvil rak b'chalonis. That's only if there are windows, meaning you could only be mishtamish ba'avir. But if you have actual doors coming out, then they would aser on one another. V'yesh omrim dim eina muflogim dalet osrim afilo b'chai gavna. There's a yesh omrim that they dafka have to be four tefachim away, because then it's called tashmisho ba'avir, because you'll have to throw buckets. But if it's very close to the window, then that's called normal usage, and they will aser. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that the halacha is like this daya, so that the only time that it's called tashmisho ba'avir and they won't aser is if it's more than four tefachim away and there are no doors. Sif Gimel, Shnei Chatzeres Oveneim Gimel Churvis. Two chatzeres and three ruins, in other words, three areas that have a din like a chatzer, they're not considered a bias. Kol echad muter ba'osa she'etzlo lishtamish ba derech halonis ayidei zrika. So the chatzer next to it, each one can use the churva next to his chatzer, each one can use that. Vo'im tzoyis muteres lishneihim. And the middle one is then muter to each one of them. Why is this? Since neither one of them has an easy way of using this, we would say that they can't aser on one another. It's only that when one of them has a more convenient use, he will aser on the other. What happens if, and what we're doing here is he's using a mashal that is in the height, and he really means to turn it sideways. You know, if you take three barrels and put two barrels on top of them, and then flip the whole thing over till it's horizontal, and we'll call the bottom three barrels the churvis, and the top two barrels, we'll call them the chatzeris. So there's easy access to the middle, that middle one. You don't have to go through one of the churvis to get to the other churvis. Each one of them can get to the other churva. So, kol echad muter b'churva she'etzlo, v'ashlishi sakrov l'shnei chatzeres asur l'shneihem. They're considered both open to the third one equally, and therefore it's going from a chatzer shal yachid to a chatzer shal rabin, and they will aser on one another. So the only way to get to the churva is with difficulty, they don't aser. If the way to get to the churva is easily, then they will aser on one another. Or with difficulty, they will not aser. Without difficulty, they will. Siv dalet. Beis akisei shebein shnei batim v'lo irvu yachad, rushu shneihem sholetes bo v'asurim. If you have a Beis HaKisei, this was an outhouse in those days, between two houses, and they didn't make an Erev, so the Rishus of both of them is Sholet, and they're Asurim. Now the Shaila is, what's Pshat Asurim? What's Asur? You're allowed to go and use that outhouse. So we'll say that it's a Rishus Meshutif. But what are you carrying there? So what it means to say is that, let's say, each one has a stone that served as the seat for the Beis HaKisei. And that was in their own chatzer. And then the way it works is that the tsoa rolls down into a hole that was between the two of them. Then it would be considered carrying from your own chatzer to the chatzer meshutif. That's where it would be problematic. And we really learned this this halacha before. But as far as the outhouse itself that is meshutif, that would not be aser. If everything is just there, there's no iser in it.